discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
Well, let's be candid. Pursuing a relationship in 2018 can be flat out weird. Our technology means it's never been easier to pursue a relationship, but the numbers say fewer young people are in committed relationships than ever before. For millennials, we're seeing the evidence right in front of us. In a hookup culture, where marriage is a less and less central piece of our lives, dating itself has increasingly become a lost art form. We go on the road today to look at a fascinating new documentary that follows five young singles in a search for something deeper, something that lasts. The Dating Project is available now on digital HD and DVD, with physical copies on the shelves at Walmart and Target, among many other venues. And Catherine Fowler Sample is our guest. She wrote and produced the award-winning film, and through making The Dating Project, she met, dated, and married her husband. And they now have a beautiful baby girl. As a new mom, she runs on coffee, lives for Saturdays, and writes whenever she has a spare minute. It is a privilege to talk with you, Catherine. How is your day progressing so far?
My day is going great. Thank you for asking, Ryan. Hopefully yours is the same.
It is very much so. Thank you. So the opening moment of your journey to The Dating Project is as a 27-year-old living in Los Angeles. You're at this gathering, you and 20-something and 30-something friends, and you look around and you basically have this epiphany. Can you take us back there to that moment, please?
Yes, I was indeed 27 years old, single in Los Angeles, and I was at a birthday party of a friend, and there were about a dozen girls in attendance. And at one point in the evening, I looked around and I realized that every woman there was single. And it just hit me because there was really no good reason that any one of those girls couldn't have been in a relationship. They were all, you know, pretty confident, and they were professional, you know, had great professional resumes. And That's when the idea of this, what I like to call the dating deficit, really hit me. And I then wanted to get to the heart of what was going on with modern dating. And so that really was the catalyst moment that spurred my producing partner and I to set out and make The Dating Project.
So why a documentary? Was it the first thing that really came into your head, or was it sort of a journey of realization?
Well, as a filmmaker, the first thing was documentary.
Sure.
It's just such a great, it's really an art form that's growing, in that there's so much more, there are so many more, documentaries than there were in years past. And it's really such a great medium to explore this issue, because to my shock, there is no other definitive dating documentary out there. And so We were really kind of entering into uncharted territory, and we thought it would be great to follow five different single people that could serve as archetypes, if you will, for singleness in modern culture and this dating world that we're living in, this brave new world of all the different things, like you were saying, technology and just the hookup culture and all of that. And so we followed two college students, and then a girl in her 20s who'd been single for 5 years, a girl in her 30s who had prioritized work over relationships, and then a guy in his 40s who felt that commitment limited him. And what was so cool is that so many people who've seen the film just are like, I totally resonated with that person, or I resonated a little bit with everyone. So it really ended up being a great way to explore what's going on with dating, because it was real. It was real people, real life situations. And I think that's what's really, really spoken to people.
I'm fascinated with how you determined who you would follow. I want to ask you that in just a second. Did you know, sort of at the beginning, what you wanted to do here, what you wanted to discover with the project, or did that goal, sort of mission, sort of morph as you continued with the project?
That is a great question. We really had a very clear heart and mission for the film right when we started, and it was really to get to the bottom of what's going on with dating. Why are we dating the way we're dating? Kind of get to that why, because a lot of people, and you know, myself included, I mean, everyone's just sort of doing it in a way that maybe we're not stepping back and thinking about the consequences of some of the new standards that have seeped into relationship culture. And so it was really an idea to look honestly at what was going on and then maybe in that recast a social script for dating. And that was the other big piece of the film. And so we were able to, thanks be to God, do that. We ended up connecting with this professor named Carrie Cronin, Dr. Carrie Cronin of Boston College. And it was crazy. We were setting out and building the cast of characters, so to speak, even though they were all real people. We were finding the people. And my sister sent me an article that she'd come across on Facebook about this professor who was assigning her students to go on what she referred to as traditional dates. And so we thought that would be perfect. And so we ended up going and interviewing her, and she really serves as the voice for recasting that social script of dating. And she describes it like manners. The social script is like manners. We have it ingrained in our culture. We know it's not right to chew with your mouth open. You know, we know it's right to open the door for someone who's coming in behind you, all these mm-hmm. things. We never had it written down somewhere, and that's how it used to be with dating. But then gradually, when things started to shift in culture, we lost that script. And so now nobody really knows what to expect. So she's trying to recast that social script, and I'm sure we can get to that later on in the interview, but just those were the things that we set out to do. It was to find the why behind the way we're dating and to look at culture honestly and then to hopefully offer a solution through a social script that can be recast for this day and age.
We're talking with the Ken Burns of dating documentaries. Is that fair to say?
Well, that's way too kind. No, that's amazing. We are just humbled in that, you know, the response has been great. And I think it's because people are so hungry when it comes to this subject. Like, yeah. It was unbelievable. We went to all different cities all over the country, some big, some small, and we would do these man on the street interviews where we would just be out with the camera and we had a small crew and we would just approach people and tell them a little bit about the project and then be like, would you mind sharing some of your thoughts about dating on camera? And no joke, everybody always said yes. Like, people just wanted to talk about this. And I think it's funny because dating is something that could be seen as this lighthearted subject that just applies to young people, but really there's so many people it applies to. And it's really the cornerstone of society, if you think about it, because the way we're dating is impacting the way we're marrying and then the way children are being raised and then the way society and churches and all that. So it's such an interesting topic in that way, and that there's the lighthearted aspect, but then there's a lot of gravitas as well.
Yes. Oh, and that's a great word too. Kudos on your usage of the word gravitas, if I may say so. Catherine Fowler Sample is with us, a producer and writer of the new film, The Dating Project, just available on DVD and digital HD as well. Okay. And I can't go past this because I'm so intrigued by it. Talk a little bit about how you find these five folks that you follow in the film. Was that a difficult process?
Well, it really happened very organically, which was the amazing thing. And we did that. We kind of put the feelers out to everyone we knew that we were looking for certain age groups. And it fell together from there. It was like the college students came through the professor who we interviewed, Dr. Carrie Cronin. She connected us with one of the college students, the girl, and then she kind of wrangled the guy in and got him to come on board and then convinced him. And then we ended up finding the others through friends, really. And it was just that kind of four points of separation. You know, you're four people from knowing anyone in the world, and that's what happened to us with this. And it was so cool because everybody ended up having an amazing on-screen presence and had a real gift for conveying who they were to the camera. And it happened, just like I said, it was natural. There was never a casting call. And we really just showed up and met these people. I mean, we talked with them briefly on the phone, but we didn't even do extensive pre-interviews. So we were really blessed in that we got some great people who were willing to share their stories.
Oh, that's so neat. That's a fascinating look inside the making of. Thank you for that. You know, if we could step back just a moment, how does faith influence this whole search for you? Both on a personal level, the search for a mate that sort of parallels this epic filmmaking journey, and how does it shape how you see the entire topic? I realize that's a big question.
Well, it's a big question, but it's a great question. And I think we all have a built-in desire for relationships, and specifically that special relationship that you have with a spouse. And there's something so beautiful. I mean, God compares the church. He says she is his bride. There's that theme that runs all throughout the Old Testament, even with Israel, and then now that we're in the New Testament world, the church. And so it's built into our DNA to want that romantic partner, so to speak. And so there's such beauty in that, and that there's a real fun element. I mean, falling in love is really fun. It's beautiful. Think of all the songs, all the poems, all the movies. I mean, how much of it is built on love? I mean, you could say maybe 99%. Even a great war movie has a love story. And so there's that fun part, but then there's the more serious part of lasting in love. And I think we all want that too. And that's something that's really been broken in this day and age, because we don't have the same structure in society that really upholds marriage as like a lifelong institution and all of that. So it impacts the way we're dating. And I think that that's really why we wanted to explore this subject in that way, because it's something that's so close to everybody's heart, like literally and figuratively. And that is the way that we're relating to people. And like I said, we're all called to relationships. The beautiful thing about dating is that what we talk about in this movie, it's really treating others as you would want them to treat you. It's embodying Christ's golden rule and really treating others with dignity. And dignity comes from the Latin word, which means worthy. And the idea is that we need to be treating others as worthy of love, as worthy of respect. And we need to then be expecting the same thing for ourselves. And that is one of the big pieces of the dating project, and that we can transform this dating culture by dating with dignity and stepping away maybe from what the world is telling us or questioning it, this idea of hookup culture where people are disposable and it's all about what you can get out of a person, even if it's just a free dinner or something like that. Stepping away from those ideals and recasting that vision of true love of neighbor and applying it not only to dating but in all our relationships. But when we apply it to dating, we're much closer to finding that special someone, because we're going to be finding them in the most authentic and real way.
Wow. That was a great word. Thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well, okay. So you mentioned Dr. Carrie Cronin, Boston College professor. She plays a really huge role in this. You explain how even in casting, but talk a little bit about her philosophy class and what was so countercultural about what she did there and how it plays into the film.
Well, Dr. Carrie Cronin, she has a philosophy class at Boston College, and she, as one component of the class, will assign her students to go on what she refers to as a traditional date. And this whole idea originated about 10 years ago. She was going to ice cream with some students when they were about to graduate. It was their senior year, and they were just chit-chatting about post-graduation plans, and then it came up as to whether or not anyone was dating or even on the verge of getting engaged, and everybody said, oh no, like we're not really dating, and in fact, we haven't even been on a date since we came to college. And Dr. Cronin was just kind of blown away. She found that odd because she herself had gone to Boston College, and it had been the type of culture where people would date and even kind of match off and end up getting married after graduation. And so she was like, okay, I'm going to assign my students to go on a date, just as a little thing to kind of maybe revive that on campus. And then what she found was at the end of the next semester is that students were unable to do so. Even though they really wanted to, they just didn't have the tools. They didn't have the knowledge of even, like, what should you talk about? Where should you go? Who should pay? All that stuff. And so then she really made it into more of an assignment where she has rules and, you know, you've got to ask in person. It's got to be within 2 weeks of getting the assignment. If you ask, you pay, no drugs or alcohol on the date. It should be under 90 minutes, under $10, and the only physical interaction can be an A-frame hug. And so all these kind of charming little rules, but what she says is that the reason these rules are so good and the reason the students love it is because then everybody knows what's expected of them. And everybody knows, okay, I'm actually on a date. Like, wait, in this age of like hanging out or hooking up, you're always like, wait, was that even a date? Like, are we getting closer to actually being in a relationship? One of the girls in the documentary talks about how she was going out with this guy and they'd gone out like 6 times. And she asked them like, okay, so what are we? Like, what are we doing? And he's like, well, we're dating. We're not dating. And she's just like, you've got to be kidding me. And so it's this nebulous world we're living in with dating, this social script is being recast by Carrie Cronin's assignment. And that is really what the gist of it is. But the students love it. And that's the cool thing. We got to talk with 2 students after they did the assignment. And they were just on cloud 9. Like, one of them was a guy who had just asked this girl out who he had been interested in. And he was like, oh my gosh, this is better than any kind of feeling I've ever gotten, like at a party or hooking up. And I haven't even gone on the date yet.
Wow.
And then the other young man who we followed, he was saying the same. He was just saying it was such an awesome way to spend an hour and a half, and he wouldn't have spent it any other way.
In the midst of making this film, you end up finding love yourself. And I was struck off the top by this reasoning from one of your interviewees that you share as being sort of a key reason that you gave online dating a chance, that if you were looking for a job, you wouldn't go stand in the lobby of a building and just wait for HR to magically come down and hire you. What did that mean for you, and how did it impact you?
Yeah, well, there was a woman we interviewed, Lori Gottlieb, and she talked about how we're intentional with so many different things in our lives. But a lot of times when it comes to relationships, we just leave that to chance and it's just going to magically materialize. And she used the example of you wouldn't go into a building, an office building, and be like, HR is just going to come down and they're going to see me sitting there and they're going to know I'm the one. And it's the same thing with dating. And so there's lots of different ways that we can be more intentional about dating. And I did some of that myself and did end up meeting who's now my future husband. He's absolutely the most fantastic guy. And it's just an example of, you know, getting out there. I mean, sometimes I think the big thing that people don't do is maybe they get burned out or they get burned and then they're like, oh, you know, I'm sick of dating. I'm not even going to give it a try anymore. But the idea in the documentary is to really get people thinking, let's just go on a date. Let's not make it a big deal. And I think that once a lot of people start doing that, then dating doesn't become such a big deal. Because one thing that came up in the documentary, Dr. Carrie Cronin says that people are more comfortable like doing really intimate things together than they are going out for a cup of coffee. And it says a lot about our society that we are at that place.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's because we're not used to connecting. And even like the awkwardness of having to sit down with someone for an hour and like put your phone down and really have a few questions in your back pocket to fuel the conversation, mm-hmm. that's really intimidating for a lot of people. And so the idea is that if we can just start making dating casual again, as opposed to sex and other kind of intimate things being casual, then we would see that spike in dating in our culture, and it wouldn't be so rare as it is now.
The other thing that made me laugh was the part of the dating project where you had to ask the person out in person too. And we have so many other ways to do that now that most of us probably would take one of the opportunities. There is something terribly imposing about doing it face to face for some reason.
There is. And it is, like you said, imposing. It's intimidating. And I think it's because you're really putting yourself out there to experience rejection face to face.
Face to face rejection.
A little different. Yeah. Nobody wants that. I mean, it's a little different than like hiding behind your phone or, you know, the computer, or even back in the day when people would call. But it's something that I think it can be done, though. That's the thing. And the thing that people were saying was that how good they felt after they did ask in person. That it's really, like Dr. Carrie Cronin says, it's experiencing the courage of stepping outside of the social script of hookup culture and stepping out to actually say, hey, I like you. Like, I'd like to go on a date. And people really respond. I mean, people who are asking people out love that feeling, because there's something so honest and transparent and good about it.
Yeah.
And then people who get asked also really like it, because it's like, yes, finally, somebody who's just defining it and asking me out on a date. And it doesn't mean, hey, we're going to look at rings on the second date. But it does mean, because I think that's where we've gotten with dating. Like sometimes it's almost like getting a phone call these days. It's almost like, why are you calling me? Someone died. It's like the same thing with being asked out on a date. It can be so intimidating. But that's why you've just got to be cool about it and just do it and make it a casual thing. And then it grows from there.
I love that. So much good advice. Thank you for that. What we're talking about is The Dating Project, the new film, just available on DVD, digital, HD. The writer and producer of the film is with us, Catherine Fowler Sample. I've been enjoying the conversation so much. Thanks again for being here, by the way, and taking the time. We sure appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Now, it's something that really does tie into the discussion we're just having, really about having the confidence to go and do this, to behave this intentionally. There's a concept you've talked about called believing you are worth someone's time. I was very struck by that. Can you explain what you're talking about there?
Yes. Today, we are so distracted in a way that we're almost attached to our phones specifically. And one thing that I heard recently, I have a friend whose children are driving age in high school, and he said he was really surprised because they showed no desire to drive. And they were totally normal otherwise, except that they didn't really have that on a priority. I remember back when I was learning to drive, I was all over it. I was like, every opportunity I had my dad in the passenger seat, and I was driving us wherever we needed to go. And anyways, my friend then said he realized it's because driving is not the way we're connecting anymore. It's the phone. It used to be that you would drive to go meet friends or take somebody out or go to the movies, but now it's all the phone. And that just was kind of like, whoa, how things have changed. And so going back to what you were saying about being worth someone's time, how often are we even on our phones when we're talking to somebody? Even if we're with our friends, we're constantly looking at our phone. And that's just one example of how we're not really stepping away from technology and truly connecting. But that's part of being worth someone's time. Believing that you are is really part of that is then treating others like they're worth your time. And so maybe not being so distracted, maybe like putting your phone down, silencing it if you are on a date. It's just giving people that validation and really treating people like they matter, because they do matter. And you matter as well. And so it's sort of raising that standard that we're starting to lose as we get so much of technology kind of running our lives. It's being willing to step away from that and really give some face time for real to the people around us.
Yeah. Wow, that's some universally beneficial wisdom right there from Catherine Fowler Sample, the producer and writer of the new film, The Dating Project, just available on DVD, digital HD. And I imagine there is a central hub of a website. If people are fascinated by this, they can go and learn all about it, right, Catherine?
Correct. You can go to thedatingprojectmovie.com, and there you can find information about where you can buy the DVD, which, as you said, is at Walmart and Target physically, and then also digital HD streaming on Amazon. And then also, if you'd like to host a screening at your school or church or with a group, there's ways to get in touch and do that as well.
Oh, marvelous. Well, wow. Thank you so much for sharing this story. Just a refreshing, inspiring story. And thanks for being a great guest. It was a pleasure to have you, Catherine.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Ryan. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thanks for sharing in the story of this latest episode of Faith Radio's On the Road. For more on today's conversation and the full podcast archive of all our episodes, look for On the Road when you visit myfaithradio.com.